50-free. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into this live Saturday edition of the program. I have returned to the Keene-based studios after most of the week being spent in Texas. Kind of week for me, which was, it was fun. Got to go to Austin for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. If you missed those episodes, just go to freetalklive.com and grab Wednesday and Thursday night. Also, if you want to hear Daryl hosting the show in the main seat, you can grab Tuesday and Friday night of this last week. It sounded like you guys were having fun on those nights.
Oh, we were.
I caught some of last night's on the way home.
Did you catch any of Tuesday?
A little bit. Not as much as of Friday. But, you know, we were on the road. We were having a good time in Austin. It was great. There were lots of Liberty people at this event. Though it was a Bitcoin conference, but it was heavily infiltrated, if you will, by people with a pro-Liberty mindset, which I was, you know, really grateful for because I think that it's important to meld those two ideas together as much as possible.
What percentage would you say was Liberty people? It would be a Bitcoin event.
It would be impossible for me to make a claim like that because I don't know everyone at the event. I mean, there were hundreds of people there. I knew dozens of them, you know, maybe like two dozen of them. They were recognizable to me. Some I know more than others. Like,
right.
I don't know Tatiana Moroz, but I got to meet her. She was there. Jordan
you know
Page.
Who she is.
Yes, yes.
You know who he is.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a couple dozen people who I know, and maybe like a dozen who I actually have had several conversations with. Michelle Seven was there, former co-host of Free Talk Live.
I miss her.
Yeah, so do I. I had a lot of fun hanging out with her. She is doing great. She's now the Bitcoin Belle, so she's totally taking in her focus of activism and has been focusing in on Bitcoin and using Bitcoin as kind of a wedge to bring people to the ideas of liberty. And she says that it's been her most successful method of introducing people to the ideas of freedom. So I think it's great. And the more infiltration the liberty movement can have in the Bitcoin world, the better off everybody's going to be, because Bitcoin is just such an important topic for our time, and it's such an important development. You've got an interesting story about Bitcoins we can come up with here in a moment, but first an update on a story we covered, I don't know, must have been a couple years ago now at this point, because this guy spoke at last year, I think it was last year's Liberty Forum. Am
yes.
I correct about that? So his name is Assam Attia, and according to the story over at AnimalNewYork.com, last we heard from Assam Attia, the artist who gained notoriety for placing forged posters advertising a fictional NYPD drone campaign around New York, had been arrested and was facing a litany of felonies for his exploits. So just to describe the posters for you, in case you weren't tuned in on the nights that we were talking about this, they use the NYPD logo with like the badge-looking kind of logo, NYPD, and there were different size posters and sort of different orientations. There's kind of like the widescreen format and the tall format. So he had different types of posters.
That would be portrait and landscape.
There you go. And then basically the look of it is essentially all silhouettes. So there's a silhouette of a drone, the blue, it's all blue in the background, black silhouette of a drone, the kind of the family running with like a mom, a dad, and a kid all holding hands kind of running across the street look to it. That silhouette is also on there. So the drone is chasing down these people, and then if you've ever been in big cities like New York, there are these ubiquitous iPod advertisements that are everywhere, or at least they were for a period of time. I don't know how popular they are now. I don't live in New York City, but usually they're pretty noticeable because they've got the silhouette and then like the person has the white earbuds and the white kind of cord that trails down.
Yes.
So this is done in the same way where everything's black silhouetted in the picture except for the drone, the bomb coming from the drone has a white tracer on it essentially, and it kind of loops, and then there's a white image of a bomb going towards the family. So really a noticeable kind of creative artistic endeavor. And they came after him pretty hardcore with felony charges. According to the story here at AnimalNewYork.com, they threw a party to raise money for his defense. At a court appearance on Monday, he learned that all charges against him had been dismissed. He said, "I'm doing pretty spectacular," he told Animal in a phone conversation Wednesday night. "It was actually a surprise to my attorney and I both. We were sort of expecting it to be prolonged again, adjourned again, or the judge would be kind of a hard ass and would want to send it to trial." Initially, Assam faced 5 charges, 3 of which were felonies. He estimates that if convicted on all of them, a worst-case scenario would land him in jail. In November, however, all of the felony charges, including one apparently trumped-up count of possession of stolen property for an antique firearm that Assam says belonged to his great-grandfather, were either dropped or reduced to misdemeanors. He said, "It seemed to me like it was just made up," he says of the stolen gun charge. Though the arrest happened over a year ago, Assam's case hadn't yet seen trial when it was dismissed this week. The mysterious drone artist story attracted significant attention in late 2012, and according to the Street Artist, his attorney deliberately prolonged court proceedings to let the media hype cool down and for people to forget about it before the state made any decisions. The strategy apparently worked. The assistant district attorney, I guess, had bigger fish to fry. It was old enough news that it didn't matter anymore. You know, I disagree with that strategy. That doesn't make any sense to me. That his attorney, he's saying his attorney said, well, let's draw this out, make it so the media dies down in the hopes that a better situation would result.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree for that reason. I do think that on a case that's not, you know, of major significance, drawing it out can be beneficial because, as happened or as was suggested, you know, the judge might realize, you know, this isn't really that important. I don't know why we're still focusing on this. It happened a year and a half ago. I'm just going to let you go.
But this isn't one of those cases. I mean, this was a really important case.
Right.
This was the biggest police department in the country going after one of their most noteworthy critics for using their own logo. And generally, that's considered some sort of crazy copyright violation.
I don't know if it was that they went after him for using the logo.
Yeah, I don't know what the charges were.
As much as it was they went after him for breaking open the cases on the bus stops.
Oh.
And then putting the posters in the cases of the bus stops.
Interesting. So, I didn't know that was part of the story. I didn't realize he was actually breaking into to the cases. I thought that he had legitimately purchased the ad space. I guess
no, it is my understanding that this was street art.
Now, well, it was. It definitely is street art, but it looks
right,
very professional.
Right, but if you purchase the advertising, then it's technically not street art.
Yeah.
Then it's purchasing an ad.
Did he put them, though, I wonder, over top of empties? Like empties, kind of.
I don't know if it was over top of empties, or it could have been over top of the NYPD recruitment posters
over advertising
that are actually out there.
That would be interesting. So I don't agree necessarily with his attorney on this that it should have been drawn out to make the media cool down. To me, it seems like when there's media attention, judges are more likely to be cautious about the decision that they make. And judges
yes.
are more likely to throw out bad cases. So either way, it's good news that the charges have been dropped. And as to whether he'll use his newfound liberty to continue making art, Assam says, quote, "I think I'll leave that to be seen," unquote. So
what does that mean?
Means maybe he's got something in the works and he doesn't want to talk about it. Whatever he'll be doing next. So great news there. I don't know if there's much to say. I mean, if he was breaking into actual businesses that were advertising on these areas, then I don't agree with that, you know, covering up somebody who's paying for ad space.
Right.
But if you were doing it to the NYPD's own advertising, I don't care. How do you feel about that?
The same way.
Yeah.
Just, you know, my point is, if it's breaking and entering, then technically, you know, that is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But
if he's just
I love the concept of street art as a form of protest.
Absolutely. Well, if he's just picking a lock, like let's say he didn't break a mechanism, right? Because a lot of locks are not complex,
right?
And it doesn't take long for somebody to learn how to pick them. And so if all he was doing was breaking into just a standard keyed lock,
yeah.
then he wouldn't have destroyed anything.
And
in the process.
Some of these appear to have a couple of screws that you can pull out.
So we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts also on the way Los Angeles is banning e-cigarettes. And there's more with lots to share with you tonight here. 855-450-FREE plus banning the U.S. dollar. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here. Toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives that go back for years. You can just click and download, and they are yours for free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those. And at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's called BuzzBox, and it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, which means the organic certification is that much more important here. And BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers just don't seem to care about. At BuzzBox, they set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners like you who love coffee to order their coffee or your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, allowing us to help finance 100 microloans through World Vision. We can help change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. You can get started now. Get your free pound of coffee. You do have to pay the shipping cost. You can cancel the subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. So again, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. There's a lot to discuss here tonight. We were talking about Assam having the charges dropped, and I don't know if there's really an issue on this one, unless you think this guy should be prosecuted for putting up critical artwork about the New York Police Department. I imagine there could be somebody out there in our audience who feels that way. Again, if he was breaking into property and replacing paid advertising from private companies, I would have a problem with that. I would consider that basically vandalism. But if he were just putting his posters in empty poster holders, I don't see what the problem is there. Or if he were overriding or putting his posters over top of existing NYPD recruiting posters or propaganda posters, I certainly don't have a problem with that. I would openly support something like that.
And another question is, who actually owns the bus stop vending, or not vending area, but the bus stop area that has the advertisement?
Well, not
is that government owned, or is it privately owned?
A lot of the bus stop, I think, areas would be government owned, but the billboard areas of those zones would likely be run by CBS News, or not CBS News, but the CBS billboard and Clear Channel billboard. So there are major billboard companies that likely are renting that space.
Renting from the government.
Presumably.
Yeah. Which then theoretically makes it government property.
Yeah, a little bit less so, though. I mean, because it is still privately controlled, and if you wanted to put an advertisement in that area, let's say for some of your books that you sell over at fpp.cc, if you wanted to advertise your books there, you might be upset that somebody went ahead and covered that up. Now, of course, the company would probably do the right thing and give you a make good. So if this
right.
guy went there and covered it up for 2 weeks and you paid for those 2 weeks, you'd probably get an extra 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. But that's, you know, that's still, I think, wrong of would be wrong of him to do. But I guess it brings up a larger question of, is it really vandalism if you're destroying government property? If you are...
That's the point I was trying to make.
Well, I mean, what do you think? I mean, because if it's private property that's sort of placed legally on government property, that's not the same as just tearing down an NYPD recruiting poster. Or something
right,
like that.
And I don't think that any government should be in the business of business.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here in Keene, I've got the list of all government-owned properties, and there's at least 5 properties that the city leases out to private entities.
Mm.
So in some respect, the government is in the business of business.
That bothers
me. And they shouldn't be.
That bothers me, but that doesn't mean that it would be okay to go over and tag the wall of that business.
Right.
Right? So to some extent, I think that a private business needs to be respected, even if they are renting from the government. So, for instance, there's a business, I think, is Corner News...
Corner News rents from the city.
So we're here in Keene, New Hampshire. There's a little shop that I love, personally. I think it's a great little shop.
Oh, so do I.
That rents a spot from the city, and it's a great location. Like, it's right in the heart of downtown Keene. It's on Main Street. It's a very conspicuous building, and you know, it's like right near where the Greyhound bus kind of stop is, and it's a fairly well-trafficked area. I would want to be in a place like that, too, if I were going to run a little news store with a kind of a pipe shop inside it.
Yes.
And I think it's a great location. The owner is wonderful. She actually accepts Bitcoin. She sells silver on her location. We actually had somebody, Robert Mathias, one of the newer movers for the Free State Project, went in there and actually purchased silver with Bitcoin.
Yes.
At this location. So, I mean, it's kind of a – I wouldn't necessarily say she's a principled libertarian, but she's friendly.
Yes.
And she's willing
yes,
to listen.
She is.
And she's willing to hear and kind of embrace new ideas. So I would never want to see anything, you know, any harm come to her.
Right. And I wasn't trying to say that I condone people that vandalize private property that's inside government property.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that governments should not have property that they are then leasing to private entities.
I totally agree. But I want to ask, I guess the larger question is vandalizing government property, just straight up government property.
So it's City Hall.
City Hall, or, in this case, Assam allegedly breaking into government-run or government billboards or something like that. You know, is that a problem? Is there something wrong with that? Is there a moral issue there with doing things to government? And it could be something like filling the locks of the government offices with epoxy so they can't get in the morning. They can't open the doors. You know, so creative stuff like that. That's not necessarily open, obvious vandalism that everyone's going to see.
Right.
But just kind of throwing a wrench into the system, monkey wrenching, if you will. Is there a moral problem with that? Hacking a government computer system, taking down, some sort of internal computer system that will really just ruin their day and make it so they have to spend time and effort and money, I guess, in some cases. Some could argue that if you're spending taxpayer dollars with that, or if they spend taxpayer dollars to try to correct that, that would be morally objectionable. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's one of those things to where I see both sides of the argument,
mm-hmm.
and both sides make a very compelling argument, and I just can't really make up my mind.
You know, throwing a bunch of this probably wouldn't work. You probably need something more hardcore, but like putting nails underneath the cars of police cars, or like wherever it is the police like to kind of sit and do their shooting people as they're going by with radar, the speed trap areas. Just throwing a bunch of sharp nails or pieces of glass down there to where it might pop the tires on the car. Of course, you might also put somebody else in jeopardy doing something like that.
Right.
But I'm just kind of throwing out ideas of things that would cost them time and money and inconvenience them, and thereby maybe make it so more of us aren't as inconvenienced by them.
Right.
I guess is what I'm trying to say. So if you want to share your thoughts on that, 855-450-FREE. So let's presume that Assam, the artist here, put his artwork into locations that were over top of existing NYPD recruiting flyers or recruiting posters.
I'd be completely okay with that.
Is that okay? Even if he had to break into a lock, even if he had to pick a lock to get into those locations. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And if that's okay, then how far with, like, vandalizing government property, how far would you go with that? Or would you support someone else going with that? More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to go right into your phone calls here shortly, but I also want to let you know about blockchain.info, the most important Bitcoin site on the internet. It has among it a legion of tools, including the best online Bitcoin wallet, interfaces with their easy-to-use Android application. Unfortunately, the iPhone company, Apple, they are not wanting you to have access to Bitcoin, so they've banned Blockchain.info's app. But you can still access their website through your browser on your favorite iPhone or iPad device. Blockchain.info makes it so easy to send and receive bitcoins, and their wallet has tools to allow you to do that anonymously as well, which is very useful. You do have to pay a small fee in order to send anonymously, but Blockchain.info makes it so easy, and the FBI and NSA do not have access to your money. In fact, not even Blockchain has access to your wallet because your wallet is encrypted and decrypted in your browser. Blockchain.info, you can go get your Bitcoin wallet right now for free. Let's go to the phones and the fun. First up, we've got Don listening in Yorktown, Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about that guy, Assam, one of the, and by the way, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
One of the things that y'all didn't mention is the sensationalism of what he was trying to capture by doing what he was doing. And that's probably what the district attorney and the rest of them looked at it. All they would wind up doing is furthering his cause by bringing it into court and turning it into a media farce.
Oh, yeah, it would be a circus.
Yeah, giving him all the recognition that he probably wanted. And that's the reason why he probably did it. And they figured, you know, the lesser of two evils, and, you know, he broke into a couple places but probably didn't steal anything, just did some vandalism, and that was it, according to them. And for that, it's not worth furthering his cause.
Well, I don't know if his intention was to get caught. I don't believe that it was, because he was trying to be careful. When he granted an interview with, I think it was Animal, that company that we were reading this, the update from. But when he originally granted an interview, it was done in silhouette, so you could not, and they changed his voice, so you couldn't hear what, you know, who he was. You wouldn't be able to necessarily know who he was. They did, you know, put a lot of investigative powers on this case, and they uncovered who he was based on a few of the hints that I guess he dropped. But I think there's no real evidence to suggest that he wanted to be publicized about this. But ultimately, that's what happened. And I think that from that perspective, you're right. They stepped in it with this prosecution, and then they realized that they should just back down later on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they really want the advertisement against themselves, and they probably didn't want to give him any free advertisement. So sometimes, you know, it's better off just to let something like that go.
I'm with you, Don. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was my only opinion. I appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Robert in Panama City, Florida, listening to WYOO. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Steven?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your commentary on the covering up with the posters, and I think that you really run the danger of a slippery slope when you start advocating civil disobedience. You know, I'm pretty much collinear with the way that you guys think, but I think that you cross the line when you start telling somebody that you know, you can vandalize a government building or something. I mean, pretty soon, I mean, it'll escalate, and then all of a sudden you're rationalizing, you know, somebody like Timothy McVeigh, who was, you know, he attacked a government building. So,
well, there were human beings in there who got hurt.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think that, first of all, I wasn't necessarily advocating those things. I was only asking the question of, is it morally acceptable or is it morally wrong to vandalize government property, to essentially monkey wrench in the system? And that's all I was doing, although I may support some things. I certainly don't support anything that involves harming other human beings. And so, no, I don't think I would escalate to that point. What about you, Daryl?
I think it's a huge leap.
But, I mean, just take for instance, I mean, if you were to epoxy a lock on somebody that was a first responder, or you were to blow out the tires of somebody, what if they were responding to one of your relatives? You know, I mean, those type of things. I mean, a lot of times you don't see the damage that gets done, or you.
No, I get what you're saying. My suggestion earlier was to epoxy locks on like a government building, City Hall, to prevent them from even going in and going to work in the morning, and then also to only throw the nails down where they would sit for speed traps, which obviously wouldn't be them going to help anybody, would it?
Well, I mean, they all stay in. They're there to respond to calls, too. I mean, you know, they don't just sit out there and do stuff.
The tax collector isn't there to respond to calls.
No, he's talking about the police. He's talking about the police.
Yeah.
Policemen,
yeah.
In that case. You know, maybe the police should just change how they behave, right? And then people wouldn't be thinking about stuff like this.
That's true, but we live in a very different climate than our parents did. And I'll tell you, I've always been of the ilk, if it doesn't belong to you, keep your hands off of it.
I totally agree. I wish the police would learn that. I mean, they're constantly putting their hands on people's things and taking them from them. There was a great video that Vitaly ZDTV and Roman Atwood put together. These are two YouTube pranksters.
I love those guys.
Where they are funny. Where they actually have a bong, and they're on the city streets with a bong and smoking out of a bong, and they get police reacting to this, and the police just come right up and just grab this thing as though they know what it is and they know what's in there. Well, it turns out it was tobacco in the bong, and the bong had never been used to anything except for smoking tobacco, and they were totally...
Well, we have idiot police just like we have idiot criminals, you know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that's almost become another profession of last resort for a lot of people, and that's a shame, because I know I looked into law enforcement in South Florida and back in the 80s, and they said, well, if you can pass the drug test, we'll take you. And, you know, it's a shame that they said upwards of 80% of the people are not even being able to pass a drug screen to get into the police force. So,
Robert,
I'm not saying that the police are always right, but I just would hate if something.
I would say most of their day, the police are doing wrong to people. The average police officer every day is stopping people for speeding or, you know, rolling through a stop sign. Every now and then they'll get calls for real crime, but, you know, with crime with actual victims. But a lot of the time they're just screwing with people. And that's why people have a real bad taste in their mouth for the police. That's why people are afraid when the police put their sirens on and pull them over. That's why you get your heart pounding, because you know that maybe this will be a rogue cop. Maybe this cop's going to hurt you. Maybe this cop is going to trump up some charges, plant some drugs. You never know what these people are going to do. They're out of control.
I went through the numbers here in Keene last fall, and somewhere near 65% of arrests were for things that had no victim.
Well, if you think it's bad now, wait till it's nationalized. I know they're talking about getting rid of the sheriffs and making all, you know.
Who's talking about that?
There's a lot. There's a big move to here in Florida, where everybody's going more towards a military police and more tactical oriented police force. You know, they're going to be changing the uniforms. There's a lot of stuff on the horizon that's kind of scary. And
that does sound scary. And there in Florida. There in Florida, it's now a felony, as I understand it, to possess a marijuana or any sort of drug-using pipe. If you get caught a second time, you'll be hit with a felony charge for that. So that's you're right, and that is something I'm concerned with, the constant militarization of the police, you know, changing from blue uniforms to black uniforms to camo uniforms, just making them scarier and scarier.
Getting these attack trucks.
Yeah, the Bearcats and the other sort of armored militaristic vehicles with a 50 cal. Mounted to the top. Very freaky stuff. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. So I wish that we had police that were peace officers. Police that were, their primary motivation is to restore the peace. Not to arrest people. Not to take someone who has not harmed another person and put them behind bars. I think that's so destructive. And it's not only destructive to our society and individuals in their lives, but also destructive to the way people see the police. If the police want to be respected, they're doing everything but the things that, or they're doing a lot of things that prevent people from respecting them, I guess you could say. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Although every now and then things change and things move in the right direction, like in D.C., where apparently they've decriminalized marijuana. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to get in touch with us in that way. It's a great way to get on the show because you sound great most of the time on Skype. Unless something is dreadfully wrong with your internet connection, you'll almost always sound better than the phone. So feel free to reach out to us that way or just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Now, we've talked about Squarespace as a solution for web hosting and developing your website all on your own. You don't have to have some professional developer who's going to charge you 60, 70, 80 bucks an hour just to build a website for you. You can build it all yourself. It's so easy at squarespace.com. You can get started right now with a free trial account. You can also do commerce, e-commerce. It's currently available in several countries, including the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and more. You can sell any kind of product using a single interface. So you can sell physical product that is shipped. You can also sell digital goods that are delivered via customized email links that expire 24 hours from delivery. So their order management interface lets you easily track outstanding orders, resend customer update emails, and even print packing slips from one single interface. There's an express checkout mode which bypasses the shopping cart interface. And there's just so much to talk about with Squarespace Commerce. There's so many features. There's a 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe, which gives you instant approval and doesn't require any paperwork. You can begin receiving money for purchases via direct deposit in moments. So it just doesn't get easier than Squarespace.com. And Stripe only charges 2.9% plus 30 cent per successful transaction fee. Those are very reasonable rates for credit card transactions. And Squarespace imposes no additional transaction fees on top of Stripe. They're completely secure, PCI compliant, SSL enabled. You can easily customize your order emails to your customers and so much more. Go learn more at Squarespace.com. You can get started tonight with a free trial account. All you need to do is give them your email address, squarespace.com. Their commerce software, very powerful and very easy to implement, like everything on their website, squarespace.com. Oh, and by the way, use code FTL3 and you'll get 10% off of the hosting there at squarespace.com. Again, so code FTL and the number 3. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to the Pizza Guy. He is in North Dakota on Skype. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Fish for guy.
Yes, hello. I have breaking news from ValleyNewsLive.com.
All right.
Apparently a cow has escaped in Castleton, North Dakota.
This is important information. Let's get the details out there. Go
ahead,
Peter.
A cow in Castleton, North Dakota area caused quite a scene Thursday morning after it got loose on its way to the meat processing plant.
Oh!
The Cass County Sheriff's Office got a call that during the transfer of a cow from the farmer to Castleton Cold Storage, the cow was able to get free and began to wander around. Employees from Castleton Cold Storage, along with bystanders, first tried to contain the cow, but were unsuccessful. The Cass County Sheriff's Office contacted Castleton Veterinary Clinic to help get the cow sedated in order to safely contain it. The cow had to be tranquilized three times and ended up several blocks away from the original location.
That is a sad story. That's one of those situations. Look, I eat meat, and I appreciate that there are cows out there who are giving their lives so we can have delicious food, and I appreciate that. But this cow was able to escape from a death train, basically, or a death truck is what it sounds like. And I feel like he should have been allowed to have his freedom at that point.
There should be a fugitive cow law to where if the cow is able to successfully break free from either the meat plant or the truck going to the meat plant, that cow should be able to live in the wilderness and get eaten by whatever animal it is that would be the cow's natural predator.
I don't know if we need a law, but I support the general concept of what
you're saying. We need an underground railroad to Canada for all freed cows. But no, the last sentence in this story is absolutely the best. Central Cass School was notified to keep the kids inside due to the close proximity to the school. The kids were able to be put into a trailer and transported back home. No one was injured and no property was damaged during the incident.
By the way, are you clicking your pen incessantly there?
I stopped. I realize that's the problem. I'm sorry. So, no worries. But yeah, if you can imagine, like, over the intercom, it's like, I'm sorry, children. Recess is canceled. There's a cow outside. Sorry.
Cow alert. Do they do drills for that in North Dakota? Remember how they'd always put you under your desk?
Tornado drill.
Yeah.
Go out in the hallway and put your head between your knees.
It was always the same drill, no matter what happened, whether it was like a tornado or a mad gunman. It was always put your head under the desk and et cetera.
Hey, all right, fire Pizza drill. Dude. Everybody line up from tallest to shortest. I guess because the shortest kids don't catch fire as quickly.
Did they really do that? Tallest to shortest?
Or shortest to tallest.
Why?
Because one of the two doesn't catch fire as quickly, I guess. I don't know.
Did they really do that? That's what
they
did? Yes. I don't remember that. I don't remember that happening.
When we were in, like, third grade, that's how they did it.
All right, 855, 450 free. You can talk about ridiculous news or whatever you want to share here.
But going back to the cow thing, it reminds me of when I lived in Sedona, Arizona. I was right near the National Forest. And there was a guy that had a bunch of cows. And during a certain time of the year, his cows would roam free. And there was a hole in the fence that divided private property from the National Forest. And the cows would just walk through the hole. And this guy was told that because his cows damaged the fence, he would need to fix it. And he said, no, it's the National Forest, you fix it.
Mm.
And so nobody ever wound up fixing it. But the first time that I woke up and saw cows walking through the yards, I asked my friends that I was living with. I was like, there are cows in the yard? Oh, yeah, that's normal. How is this normal? And then they explained, why. But for a couple of months every year, there would just be cows roaming through people's yards.
You can share your experience, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Temper. He's listening in Legal Land. Temper, it was nice to meet you this weekend, or this week, I guess. It was a midweek conference, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Temper was one of the folks who was there as a vendor, and he was sharing his MyBTC.cc credit card concept. What's on your mind tonight, Temper?
I just wanted to call and say I thought that the Texas Bitcoin Conference was pretty cool. It brought light to kind of a fallacy in my thinking for getting investors in this project. What would usually happen is I would talk about the card, and the person listening would say, well, that's a really cool idea. And then they would say, well, where can I use it? And I would say, well, nowhere. And at that point, they weren't interested. So I kind of have to find an alternative way of financing this project. And, of course, the project I'm talking about is mybtc.cc. And I thought, you know, the group of Bitcoin supporters would be more taking a chance with that kind of thing. But
well, it's hard to separate people from their money. I mean, you know, you've got an interesting concept, but the trick with getting somebody to invest in a concept, and again, just for listeners that aren't familiar, mybtc.cc is basically a credit card-looking card that, when swiped at a certain location that would be compatible for this, would essentially detract bitcoins from an account that would be attached to that card. That's it in a summary form. There's a lot of detail and a lot of very kind of interesting technical detail to the card and how it would work. But, you know, you're a brilliant guy, and it's, I think, a neat concept. But the trick with getting, I think, an investor into something like that is to get them as excited somehow as you are. And it can be difficult, especially when it, you know, it requires a lot of explanation. And, you know, again, generally people are very, very cautious with their money. So it's interesting that you got certain responses and that you're going to retailer your approach as a result of the feedback that you've gotten, which is interesting. Good thinking there.
It seems to be one of these sort of things to where you can't get the merchants until you have the customers.
Right.
And you can't get the customers until you have the merchants.
Chicken or the egg. Yeah, it's a very, very challenging position that you're in. I really hope it works out for you, because I do think that it's a good idea.
No, I haven't had problems getting investors. In fact, I ran into one investor that was, you know, throwing around the number of $250,000. It's not really that kind of problem. I mean, I wanted it to be more of a community project, grassroots funding.
Mm.
Because when you start taking money from investors, they're going to start taking control of the project.
Yeah, and they're going to want a return within a certain period of time, and there's all kinds of controls that will come in place. Yeah, it's certainly a challenge. Temper, thanks for the call tonight. His website, mybtc.cc. We'll continue here in moments. Hour 2 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low price floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidator.com or your local store today.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.